Instagram, go on your TikTok, go on your Twitter, go on your whatever, name them. Hallelujah. Even if you can walk to your neighbor, tell them we are praying. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell them we are praying for souls. Go nudge. Give somebody a nudge. Call them. Give them a text. Don't relent. Pastor Lord will say, let's double in number. Hallelujah. Be very, be intentional about it. Hallelujah. Be intentional. Be intentional. Agbo Abednego, how are you? It's been a long time. It's good to see you. God bless you. Agbo Abednego, God bless you. We are praying. Yesterday, Pastor Lord led us powerfully concerning committing ourselves to the obedience of Christ and the Word, to be able to chastise us and to bring us into a place of correction and rebuke. Hallelujah. We want to pray, continue to pray to God that He would help us with a spirit that enables us to come under the obedience of God, with a spirit that is able to see. Amen. It is clear. Amen. The Bible says that he that the Father loves, he does what? He chastises. Amen. So if you can feel, if you can see the penetrative love of the Father, whenever you come under the sincere judgment or correction or rebuke through any means that is holy, love, you would allow yourself to be corrected. Hallelujah. There are people, honestly, that have left where they were supposed to be blessed, where they were supposed to be blessed or be established or given to good doctrine so that they will be brought up. But because of these things, they left. And sometimes it's not that you don't love God. I'll be honest. Sometimes it's lack of maturity.
Yeah.
You know, when you tell a little, when you tell a child, behave, they go like, it's symptoms of immaturity. You can look at, and when you are grown, your mother can look at you and straight away you tell that you are doing something that your mother doesn't like. Hallelujah. But the one that is still a child needs a few slaps here, there, whether on their wrist or anywhere, to bring them into alignment. Hallelujah. And amen. We pray to God that we would have the heart for correction. It starts well from a place where it doesn't look like you are being beaten or whatever it is. But if you insist, God would also be stern with you. Yeah. And we must learn that it can come from anywhere. Sometimes God can even use animals to resist you. God can speak to so many different types of souls. Sometimes God can use the sea to resist you. I mean, in your days, if God used the sea to resist you, you say, all the demons in the marine kingdom are against you. Hallelujah. We want to pray to God. God, help us see. Help us in the name of Jesus. Help us see what you're doing. Help us in Jesus' name so that we would align. We pray for every member in True Light Ministry. Remember that the foundation of light is the foundation of light, which is the beginning of wisdom, is really to fear God and walk in obedience. And one of the characters of any person that truly fears God is walking in a place of obedience. When we use the word fear God, it's not running away. Because some of you are shy, you run away from God, but you still do the things that are disobedient. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to pray to God. We want to pray to God on that note. I want to continue from that, and then we will touch base and pray about a few things. We're praying to God. Father, help us in Jesus' name. Everybody in True Light Ministry, the essence of light in our midst must prevail. We must be subjects of God, born servants of God, under His obedience. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's pray. Kapala babariada. Lord, we are here tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your hand of obedience come upon us in the name of Jesus. Teach us your ways by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Shababala babara 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 baraba. Ya babala babala babadindala babala babara baraba. Madala babala babadela babadela babala babaraba. Ya babala babadela bayadala babala baba. Makopala babadandala babala babala babadela ba. Ya babala babadala 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 babaraba. Ababadandala babara babadala. La babara babara ba, ababa danda la babade la babade la babade la ba, abala babade danda la babara babade la babara babara ba, ababala babadanda la babara babara babada la ba, ababala babada la babala babada la babara babara ba, ababala babada la babade la babara babade la ba, ababala babade la babade la babade la babaya ba, ababala babade la babade la babala babara ba, ababala babade la babade la babade la baba de la ba ababa la baba de la baba de la baba de la ba abandele matila baba da la baba da la ba ajatanta la baba la baba la baba ra baba ababa la baba ra baba la baba de la baba ra baba ababa la baba danta la baba baba da la ba ababa la baba danta la baba ra baba ra baba ra ba ababa la baba danta la baba ra baba de la baba ra ba ababa ya baba ra baba de la baba ra baba ra baba ababa la baba ya baba la baba de la baba Delaba, Ababantele Matila Baba de la Braya Dantalaba, Apela Baba Dantala Baba la Baba Dantala Babaraba, Ababala Baba de la Baba de la Baba la Baba, Ababa Dantala Babara Baba Dantala Babaraba, Ababala Baba Dantala Babara Baba Dalaba, Ababala Baba Dantala Baraba, Ajatantala Babala Babala Babaraba, Ababa Dantala Babara Baba Dantala Babaraba, Ababala Baba Dantaya Babara Baba Dala Baraba. Babala baba dandaya babala baba de la babaraba apepala baba de la braya dentala madetala ba apela baba de la baba de la baba de la ba ababala baba de la baba de la balaba ababaya babaya babaya babaraba ababa dandala babala babala baba dentala baraba ababala baba dandala babara baba dalaba apandala babala baba dala baba ababala baba de la baba de la babara babaraba abadandaya babara baba Baba, Ababala Baba Dandala Babara Baba Dantayaba, Ababala Baba de la Baba de la Babalaba, Ababala Baba Dantaya Babala Baba de la Ba, Ababala Baba de la Babala Babalaba, Ababala Baba Dentala Babaraba, Ababala Babala Baba de la Baba de la Ba, Abandala Baba de la Babadura Madintele Baliata, Abilia Catandele Malua Dandala Baraba, Abala Baba de la Babala Baba Dentala Ba, Abandala Babala. Baba dala baba la baba la baba ababa la baba de la baba Make up a dentala babara baba de la ba Azetala babadala babadandala babara babaraba Ajadandala babala babala babara babaraba Ababaya babara babala babara babara baraba Ababala babala babadala babara babara baraba Make up a dandala babala babadela ba Imakodala babadendala babala babaraba Ababala babadandala babadala babara barabara ba Ibala babadela 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 madendala ba Apela babadela babadela babara baraba Ababala babaya babara babadala babara baraba Ababala babadendala babara babadendala baraba Ababaya babala babadela babadela ba Ababala babala 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 baraba Ababala babadendala babara babara ba Ababala babadendala babara ba Ababala babadela babadala babara ba Ababala babadela babadala babara babaya ba Abandala babala babadala babara baraba Akora madandaya babara babala babara ba Ababala babadendala babara ba Imbala babadendala babara ba In the mighty name of Jesus para babadela babala ba Abela babadela babara ba Babadalaba, Ababala Babadandala Babara Baba, Ababala Babadendala Babaraba, Ababala Babadandala Babara Babaraba, Ababala Babadandaya Babala Bala Baraba, Ababaya Babala Babala Babara Babadalaba, Ababala Babala Babala Babara Babaraba, Ababala Babadela Babadela Babaraba, Ababala Babadela Babala Babadela Babaraba, Ababala Babadela Babadela Babara Babaraba, Ababala bala 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 dela maden dalaba azota la baba dela maden dalaba bara bara baba ya bala baba ya bara baba bala baba ya bara baba ya bara 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 baba ya bala baba ya bara bara baba bala baba ya bala baba ya bara bara baba bala bala bara 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 Make up a dala baba de la babaya ba babala 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 babaya babara baya ba ababala babaya babala bala babala ba ababaya babaya 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 ba ababala babadandala babala babara bara ba ababala babaya babala bara bara ba ababala babala babadala babaya bara ba ababaya babala babadela babara babara ba ababala babaya babara babaya bala bala ba babaya babaya ba Babala babaya babaraba babaya babara babaya babara barabaraba babaya bala baya babaya ba babaya babaya babala baya babaya babaraba babaya babala bala babaya babaya babala ba babaya 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 baraba babaya 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 babala baraba babaya 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 ba babaya 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 bala baya babaya babaya bala ba babaya babaya babala Babara babaya baraba babaya babala babala babara babaraba ababala babaya babara bayaba ababala babaya babala babadala babaraba ababala babadela babadela babaraba ababala babadela babadandala babara babadala baraba ababala babadela babala babadala babaraba ababala babadala babadela babaraba ekabala babadala babala baraba ababala babadendala babara babaraba Ababaya babala babala babaya babara baraba ababala babadela babaya baraba ababala babadela 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 ababala babadendala bala bala ba imadendala bala ba in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I want you to really pay attention to me tonight. I just hope I will sound exciting, but if I don't, my voice will sound redeeming because there are things I want to say on a free flow. I just want to speak in the presence of God so that you can be very cautious of your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to say this to you that amongst the things that God has created and has given to mankind, like we started from the beginning of our messages, the soul still remains one of the most valuable, precious, most sophisticated and complicated thing that any of the beings could ever think of or begin to imagine the depth of wisdom that is behind the creation of the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it makes the soul very, very, very dangerous thing to play with. It is super scary. Somebody say super scary. Hallelujah. It is super scary. And before we begin, I want us to pray about one key thing here. If there is anybody that is under a soul manipulation, I want to pray for your liberation tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And even as I'm speaking, there are some of you that immediately we start praying, your belly. Somebody say belly, belly, belly. Yeah. Immediately we start praying, you would feel a burning sensation in your belly. God is liberating you from every form of soul manipulation. Hallelujah. And as I said, some of the things that I'm going to speak would actually set you on a path of liberation. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, every soul by the power of the blood of Jesus, every soul that is under manipulation, every soul that is under bewitchment, every soul that is under influence demonic influence, we pray by the power of the blood, let that be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice, begin to pray just 3 minutes and then we'll start praying. In Jesus' name, lift up your voice. Kapalaba. Ebabala babala 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 baraba. Jababala babadela babadela braya dandala baba. Akepalia dandala babadela babadala babaraba. Jababala babadela babadandala babaraba baraba. Yababala babadela babala babadela baba. Yababala babadandala babara 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 baraba. Ababala babale badendala babala balaba. Ababala babadandala babara babadala babala baraba. Ababandala babala babala babadala barabaraba. Ababala babadala babadala babara babaraba. Ababala babadela babadela babala baba. Ababala babadandala babara babara baba. Ababala babaya babara babadela babala ba. Ababala babadela babadendala babala ba. Ababala babaya babala babala baba. Babala babadandaya babara babara babaya baraba. Ababala babadandala babara Barabaya Baraba, Ababaya Babara Babala Babala Baba, Ababala Babadela 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 Babalaba, Ababala Babadela Babadela Babadelaba, Imakandele Balua Katandala Babara Baraba, Ababala Babadala Babala Babaya Barababa, Ajadandala Babala Babala Babadala Baraba, Ababala Babaya Babala Babala Babara Baraba, Ababala Babadandaya Barababala Babala. Make up a dandaya babara babadela bara 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 ba. Ababaya babara babaya babaya babara babara ba. Ababaya babara babaya babara babadela bara ba. Ababala babaya babala babaya babara baba. Ababaya babala babaya babala bala babadela ba. Imakadendala babadela babadela babara ba. Apala babala babadandala babara ba. Ababala babadela babala babadela Babadelaba, Imakota Dalaba Balaba, Ibala Baba, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Paliata, Abedua Senta Lamatala Babala Baraba, in the name of Jesus, you are liberated in Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. 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 It is my prayer that every word that would proceed tonight would literally, as we speak them, will be liberating your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Constantly will be liberating your soul. I want to talk about the mind of the soul. You know, everything else that we've talked about is extremely important. None of it is less important as compared to other. Every one of them is extremely important. But, you know, the story of the rich man called Lazarus. And like I said, we've started. So listen very carefully to me. There are people here that the level of bondage and distress that you are coming under is not because in the mind of the body you are under bondage. No, it is in the mind of the soul that you are under bondage. And as I begin to speak, a lot of you will be liberated. Hallelujah. In your Amen. Yes, you'll be sincerely liberated, and it will bring a shift and a transformation to your Christian life entirely. Listen very carefully to me. We are giving a preview into the afterlife of how things are in heaven. When a soul that was not regenerated on earth was caught up in hell. Now, when this soul was in hell, it was a rich man and a poor man, a rich man on earth and a poor man on earth. But we realized that when they were caught up in heaven, the supposedly poor man in the physical state was in a better place than the rich man who was better in a place. Now, if you read carefully, the sins of this rich man is nothing else but a statement out of his mouth that spoke and said that his soul has made acquisition for himself and that the soul should rest.
Yeah.
And that enough provoked God, and he spoke and said that, you foolish man. Listen, there is more to this story than what was just said or we read concerning what Jesus is talking about. But my concentration here is to do with the place that the man was. And I want you to listen very carefully to me. We want to emphasize the fact that your body is not your being. Repeatedly, your body is not your being, but your body gives you a clue to who your being is. It helps you identify the composition of your true being. When the rich man was in hell, there was a conversation that was going on. He asked that they put what?
The finger in the water and come and drop it.
Exactly in Luke 16, reading from, he says, reading from 24, and he cried out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. So, a soul in agony in hell has remembrance. And, you know, there are statements in the Bible that we misplace where they're supposed to be and why God said them at that point in time, or why they were written at that point. Because a lot of you say that the dead does not have what?
Remembrance,
exactly. But I'll tell you that you would have remembrance. You will see that you have remembrance. But at a different time, we would explain why that statement was made. But listen, the Bible says that when this rich man who had become poor, that when he was in that place of agony, he was asking for mercy. He understood what mercy is. Somebody say mercy. So here we are beginning to pick out certain elements of his soul. He was not there with his body.
Yeah.
Whether he had done tattoo on his body, whether when he was dying he was wearing a linen cloth, whatever it is that he carried was not in hell with him. Listen, he was only there with his soul, but his soul had memory of what mercy means. It had understanding. His soul had feelings that it was in torment. His soul, he says that, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip his water in water and cool my tongue. His soul had tongue. Yeah. Your soul is not a being that is flooded with emotions of your feelings. Mm-hmm. Which cannot be controlled. And all that you as a being, you think that is your soul, is that you have a part of you that is flooded with your emotions. That is not your soul. In fact, the moment you leave your body and your senses reconcile with your soul, you would realize that some of the so-called emotional, breakdown you were having, they only existed in the body. They were not in the soul.
It's true.
Because the body, in fact, the body is really a master deceiver above all things, the things you carry.
That's true.
The body can deceive you that you need somebody's mansion, so go and kill the person and take that mansion.
Yeah.
You will succeed after living in that mansion. The body will tell you that this mansion, I don't like it anymore. I want the other mansion.
Yeah.
The body can begin to have emotions of the body. When I speak of the body, don't think of just the feeling in your skin. The body has a mind. There is the mind of the body. The Bible calls it the mind of the flesh. And there is the mind of the soul. The Bible calls it the mind of the spirit. I'm coming here. Wait. When the mind of the flesh is at work, it can deceive you to think that you should cry today. In fact, you can read something in the news about somebody being dead, and immediately you start crying. But in reality, you realize that the person is not dead. The Bible says that when they brought Joseph's clothes to the father, he was crying. Was he not crying?
He did.
Do you know that Joseph's father was a prophet?
Yes.
Good. What informed him at that time that truly his son was dead?
His mind.
Exactly. But it was the mind of the flesh. It wasn't the knowledge of the spirit. Because the knowledge of the spirit carries the absolute truth.
Yeah.
So I want to, as I'm speaking, I'm bringing liberation to your mind, because some of the things that a lot of you are thinking are just in the realm of the flesh. They are not the realities of life. So let's go back to this man that is in hell. Listen carefully. The man had tongue. Your soul has tongue. Your soul has ears. Your soul has hand. Your soul carries everything that your body has. But the thing is that your soul is the real deal. And your soul has super senses than even the body.
That's right.
Are you listening carefully? And your soul was made before the body. He says that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I did what?
I knew.
Is it before when I formed you, then I came to the knowledge of you? No. It is before you were formed, I knew you. What dimension of knowledge did he know? God had a personal relationship with your soul. Your identity as a person was revealed to God before you were formed in the womb of your mother, which is a representation of flesh and blood. Before flesh and blood came to being, your soul existed and it had appointment and destiny.
Yeah.
God says he knew you. That means that you knew God, but you did not have consciousness of God. There is consciousness of God and there is God knowing you. There are some of you that probably, I know you here on this platform, but you don't know me.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It means that the sort of knowledge I have is one way. I know your personality. I know who you are, but you don't know me because we haven't reciprocated the level of knowledge. But because I am in an overseeing position, I can look at everybody and tell that this is Helen, this is Apostle Israel, this is this. But you don't know me. But whenever we begin to interact in a place of intimacy, consciousness of knowledge of each other is awakened. But because God first existed, or God has been in existence before the man, when he says that he knows the man, he knows. But it takes the man to come to a place to rather come to know the God who is his creator. Amen. So your soul was first formed before your body. And your soul was not formed because of your body. Your body was rather formed because of your soul. So your body is not the most important thing. Your soul without the body is still a perfect being for God. Your soul has a mind. It's able to feel. It's able to reason intellectually. In fact, let me tell you one key thing. Intellectualism and wisdom, it is not in that brain that looks spongy that you see on telly. It is not in that thing. Let me tell you, if we can do a hair transplant and take somebody's physical brain and put it in you, if you were dumb, it wouldn't change your dumbness. I repeat, if you were dumb, it wouldn't change your dumbness. If you didn't know certain things, you won't. Why? Because knowledge is... intellectualism and knowledge is an inborn of the soul and the spirit. So the Bible says that he is of quick understanding and quick spirit. So wisdom is from above. It is not in that spongy thing. you know, when you guys see physical brain, you are thinking that is the that's where your intellectualism reside. No, I've come to shock you. No, that's not where it is. Solomon asked for wisdom and it was given him. The Bible says that God opened his heart. The heart represents the core of your being. I'm going somewhere with this man that is still in the fire. The man was crying in the fire. Today, let me tell you one mystery here. The man was crying in the fire that God, the people should have mercy. He should send the poor man to come and bring water and put it on his lips. His tongue was dry. So dry. He needed something to quench his thirst. He says, I'm in severe agony. The soul can feel agony. Agony is not in your idiom. It's not in your flesh. Like, when some things happen that are carnal, and people are like, oh, I'm burning. What you are trying to appropriate to, it is so wrong. I said that the carnal mind is so deceptive above all things. Very deceptive. Have you not had a feeling for certain kind of sins that you so desire so much that after committing it, you realize you didn't even want to do it in the first place? You sit there and ask yourself, why did I do this thing even in the first place? That is the deception of the flesh, because it carries a mind on its word own. So Jesus said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is what?
Weak.
Weak. That means that the flesh is unwilling. But look at something here. What I'm driving at is for you to understand that I want you to have the perfect picture that your soul has a mind on its own that is different from the mind of the flesh.
Yeah.
And your soul, because it has a mind on its own, it has a certain type of feelings on its own that reside within your soul that is not according to the flesh.
Yes.
So this man was there. Now, because of his experience in hell, he had become a wise man.
Uh-huh.
But there would not be a turning back. I repeat this. This man was in hell. He had become a wise man. Don't you realize that a lot of hells turn people around? Uh-huh. I would explain some to you. A lot of hell in people's life turn people around. If you go through hell and you don't repent, God has given you an opportunity you didn't take. I'm telling you. But this man in hell wanted to become an evangelist. He said that, then if you won't give me the water, please. Now I care about my people that are on earth. Send someone to go and preach to them about the gospel. As we sit here, because the man was in a place of soulish consciousness, he knew that he didn't say they should go, they should send somebody to earth to go and give them more money. Because to you, whenever you pray, an angel should bring you more money. He should bring you more belonging. If you should die today, you realize that your prayer in heaven will not be angels bringing you money. Wake up in consciousness. Somebody say, wake up.
Wake up.
Yeah, your prayer will not be that an angel should bring you more money. An angel should bring you more men to marry, more women to marry, more cars to drive, more dead. It's not that they are not good, but there are priorities for your soul. And the most important thing was that the man wanted his siblings, his family on earth to be saved.
Yeah.
But beloved, I've come to tell you one thing here. What the man was thirsty for was not the water you are drinking in your house. In fact, in hell, there will be rain. God says that he causes the sun to shine on what?
On the good and the evil.
So do you think that when you guys go to hell, he will stop that?
No.
Oh, he won't stop it. No, as for the water, the rain will come, but it won't quench the fire. Can I ask you, the hardship that some of us are going through or some are going through in Ghana, when it rains, does it take it away?
No.
So why do you think if it rains in hell, it will take it away?
Mm-hmm.
What the man was asking for, he was asking for something that is very vital to the soul. Whenever spiritually a man desires to for his quench to be tested, he's asking for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I repeat, whenever a man desires spiritually for his test to be quenched, he's asking for the Holy Spirit. So when you dream and you see that you are drinking a lot of water or you are thirsty for water, man, wake up in your relationship with God. It is not pure water you are looking for to drink. You are your test for the Holy Spirit. There is an assignment at stake that God needs you to pursue. A lot of people have thought that what the man's soul was thirsty for was common water to drink. Please, no, it's not water. If it was water, it wouldn't be hard for God to give him plenty. But what was hard for God to give in the midst of that fire was the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
I repeat again. What was hard for God to give that man in the midst of the fire was the Holy Spirit. He didn't ask for an infilling. He says he wants just a tip of it on his tongue and he will be relieved. Now, most of you in your soulish realm, maybe because of the abundance of the presence of mercy and grace, you don't actually value the presence of the Holy Spirit who quenches the thirst of the soul. So Jesus wake up and say that he that is what? Thirsty. Let him come. When he asks, do you think he was saying this at a festival? Do you think anybody was thirsty there?
No.
Do you think anybody was thirsty at the festival for water?
No, not the physical.
Ah, they have beer, big ones drinking. But if Jesus is calling your thirst out on this earth now, and you will not drink and quench your thirst by the Spirit, I tell you, when you are found in the fires, not even a drop will fall.
Mm.
He says that if you are thirsty and you come and drink, out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. So this man in heaven that had become poor wanted a little drop. And then his belly then begin to flow rivers of living water in hell. It is impossible.
What a good message.
Look, what your soul, the mind of the soul, knows that it needs is not the things you are giving to your soul. Somebody said, my soul has a mind.
My soul has a mind.
Yes. My soul has a mind. So when the soul was found in that place, it was looking for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It was the number one thing that the man, when he was in agony, was looking for. When the man was in agony, his soul was looking for the Holy, just a drop, like a... Even if somebody can throw their towel or something, let something touch me that has touched the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Let somebody give me something that has touched the Holy Spirit. But do you know that on earth today, we don't give a hoot to the Holy Spirit and His presence?
Not at all.
We just don't value the presence of the Holy Spirit. We don't care. But when Jesus was on earth, as he is telling this story, he said that who is thirsty? If Christ does not quench your thirst on earth, when you die, he can't quench the thirst of the soul. And the thirst of the soul does not happen in hell. If Christ asked on earth, he that is thirsty, let him come. That it means that people's souls are thirsty on this earth, but they do not know. When he spoke that in there, how many people woke up and went to him? Because this is what I'm talking about. We don't have the mind of the soul. We don't have the mind of the soul. We don't have the mind of the... We don't know what the soul wants. But the soul is grievously crying out that I am thirsty. I am hungry. Give me the bread of life. Give me the waters of life. Quench my thirst. Take me to the... He restores my soul. He leads me beside what? Still waters. What are the still waters? The still waters are the presence of God. That refreshes a believer. Hallelujah. This man has taught us that our soul has a mind.
Yeah.
Romans 8, verse 6. I want to lay certain foundation here. Romans 8, verse 6.
To be carnally minded is death. And to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Can you take it from the Amplify for me and start from maybe from verse 5 for me?
Okay. Romans chapter 8, the verse number 5, Amplified Bible.
Yes, please. Thank
for
you.
For those who are living according to the flesh, set their minds on the thing of the flesh, which gratify the body. But
those who are living according to the what?
The flesh.
How did they live according to the flesh?
It is when one sets their mind on the things of the flesh.
And this mind that is set on the things of the flesh, it's not the mind of your soul. Guys, wait here. The problem that we have as men, the being that we carry, called the human or whatever it is, that the problem we have is that whenever a reason starts with us or we have reason going on, what we feel that, okay, if I'm thinking this, that is what my whole being wants. But that is the, it's not a, let me, would I say it's a lie? That is the ignorance of our spiritual knowledge. Do you know why? Do you know that the Bible says that we should bring every thought into what?
Into obedience of the Holy Spirit.
In fact, he says that we should make those thoughts what? Captive. So, if I was to draw for you to see, you see that every thought that would arise, whether from your soul, whether from whatever it is, we need to put a chain on that thought and then begin to bring it under, when we say under the obedience, scrutinize that thought through the mindset of Christ. And then do I liberate this thought? Yes, I liberate it. Go. This thought, what should I do to it? Junk. This thought. That's how a computer works. This is not good. Pain, delete. This is good. Pain, operate. But unfortunately, those who created computer looked at the processes of the human mind to bring this about. But the human is not reasoning like the computer. And now we think that computer is super, faster, better than the human mind. Why? Because what is supposed to be delete, the human being say, correct, take. What is supposed to be junk, they say is a no, correct, take. My goodness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say the mind.
The mind.
So Christ is saying that whenever there is a reasoning going on in your being, there might be two dimensions of minds that are at work. He says that whatever happens, take them captive. Those thoughts, take them captive. So there is a part of you that has autonomy. I'll bring you to certain things about your soul that other people practice, just to bring you to a place of knowledge. Watch this. There is a being of you that is autonomous in the sense that is sovereign in decision making. It is not. It cannot be forced. And this is why we say that in your soulish realm reside your what? Who can say it? I said it's sovereign. Reside your what?
Your sovereign.
Your sovereignty, but there is a name we give to your sovereignty as a human being. Okay. It's your will. Somebody say, my will.
Your will.
Look, no matter what anybody would do, teach you to, it takes your will to accept it. So whenever something is said to you, whether it is good, whether it is bad, it is your will that makes that decision. Even when you are deceived to cause your will to accept. Nobody is deceived and then suddenly they are forcing their will. No, then it is not a will. It refuses to be your will. When you are asked to do something against your will, you didn't do it. God will vindicate. You didn't do it. It's not your will. Anything that is done with your will, it was with your will. Whether in deception or whatever, it was with your will. So wake up. Stop the victimization excuses. You know, we say something very loudly that ignorance is not an excuse of the word. Of the law.
Of the law, yeah.
In the biblical sense, we say, for lack of knowledge, my people what?
Perish.
When I've still stay with this scripture, I haven't left it. When Satan came to Eve, he deceived Eve, didn't he?
He did.
Okay. But do you know that in deceiving Eve, he worked with the deception resulted in Eve employing her will?
That is true.
Exactly. So you can be deceived, but it will still employ your will. And when God comes and he judges, he is perfectly right. If Eve was forced against her will, then God shouldn't have judged. Okay, let's leave that and let's keep on reading.
So I take it again. For those who are living according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
Gratify their body.
Uh-huh.
But those who are living according to the Spirit, set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
So
his will and purpose.
He's even come to say the will of. So here, we say that when it is spirit, what is engaged is the what? Is the mind. When it is flesh, what is engaged is the word, is the mind. In all these two, the most powerful thing that is at work is the mind.
Yes.
I'm speaking of the mind of the soul. The mind of the soul. In the mind of the soul or in the soul resides your will. So whenever the mind of the soul is convinced to do something, the will of the soul is employed to what? To follow. If it is of the spirit, this is why I'm preaching to you, because I am engaging the mind of your spirit. What I'm speaking to you is not an engagement of the mind of your flesh, because what I'm speaking to you, it won't profit your flesh. Look, if you die today, your flesh has no profit in eternal life. Why? Even if you can live to be a good person, your flesh will still not profit. Why? Because when you die, your flesh will be taken off you. You will put on a new being. So the things that I'm speaking to you has no profit to your flesh. It is only to your soul, your soul, your soul. So what I'm doing is that I am engaging your mind so that your mind will begin to walk in the path of transformation, and then I will call forth the will of your being to follow the things that I'm teaching you out of the things of God. And then what happens is that because your soul is conforming, your whole being begins to follow. And then we have the dominance of the spirit. But if it is the other way, your soul, the mind of your soul will begin to be engaged by that of the word of the flesh. Because remember, it is the mind of the flesh that is speaking to you. It must have intellect. That is why you have a flesh in there. You know, scientists can look can put your mind in I'm going to use this example. Scientists can put the mind of men in a lab and put certain things on men's mind and begin to bring ladies, pictures of ladies in different types and categories, whether naked or whatever. And you see that as they are looking at it, their minds, the neutrons and all that in their minds are firing. Boom, 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 boom. Activities are high. Are you guys listening? Good. Those activities that begins to fire, they are not necessarily in the soul. If you check the soul of that man, probably it is not happy that the man is engaging in those things. But at the moment, because your mind is highly engaged in those things, you might think that, okay, this is what my soul wants, or that's what my soul is doing. So what I'm saying is that there is an intellect that resides in the body on its own, independent, that has the ability to inform the mind of the soul. So when Jesus was speaking to Peter, he said to him that his confession concerning the identity of Christ, he made it clear. He says flesh and blood did not reveal. That means that flesh and blood has the ability to make revelation by the mind of the flesh. He says they didn't reveal it, but it was revealed by the Spirit. Why? Because the Spirit also has a mind and the ability to inform your soul.
Yeah, that's right.
I must bring a clarity of identity to your being, your soul, so that you would begin to put checks and boundaries in there. In fact, please continue and let's finish that scripture before I add to it.
Verse 6.
Yeah.
Now the mind of the flesh is death.
The mind of the flesh is death.
Both now and forever.
Both now and that's what I was saying from the beginning. It can't change. You cannot be a good Christian and then the mind of your flesh will change. It's impossible. Because of sin, it's already been declared dead. Please go on.
But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace.
Hallelujah.
Well-being that comes from walking with God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, amen. Let me tell you one truth here. If your soul is dead, you would attract demonic dwelling. Demons will begin to dwell in you.
Yes.
You know, demons, they like to... Already demons are dead beings. Let me repeat again. Demons, they are dead spirit. The way you would understand it is this way. Demons have already died in their first estate. How?
Yeah.
When man was in Eden, God said that the day you eat of this, you will die, right?
Yes.
When they eat, did they die?
They did.
Okay.
They did.
So they died their first death. And when their first death happened, what happened? Whenever there is death, the only way death exists is that any form of death that comes to a being that was once living would distort or would displace that being. How? Let me give a typical example. If you have a dog in your house and the dog die, would the dog still be in your bedroom?
Not at all.
What will happen? You take the dog from your presence outside, dig and bury the dog there, isn't it? Everything that was once living that dies displaces its state of dwelling. This is scientific theory, True Light Ministry verse. So listen, same way when Adam and Eve sinned, they died. Their displacement from the presence of God was not because God is so wicked, he wants to cast them away. Their being does not deserve the dwelling in the presence of the tree of life and the presence of God. No dead thing resides in his presence. I repeat, no dead thing resides in his presence. Even in the custom of the priest of old, they were not supposed to go to the place of the word of dead, nor touch dead bodies. The only priest that came touching dead bodies was Christ. Why? Because he had come to restore life to the dead.
Amen.
But at the time where where life was not being restored to the dead, Adam and Eve were not supposed to dwell in the presence of God, which was the place of the abode called Eden. So they were displaced. Anything that dies once living will be displaced out of its place of dwelling. And if you are a Christian and you are living the dead Christian life, you are displacing your position of authority. So, Adam and Eve were displaced. They were, where were they cast from? From Eden, right?
Yes.
But there is a story of the first rebellion. Adam and Eve are not the first rebellion. The Bible says that there was war in heaven. The dragon that rebelled. And Satan's rebellion was the first rebellion. When Satan rebelled, same way iniquity found in him, according to Ezekiel and Isaiah, corruption found in him. What happened was that once you've been judged that iniquity and corruption has been found in you, your place of dwelling, you would be displaced out of it. So as man would come out of Eden and then make room to enter the ground as a symbol of death, so the enemy and his cohort were displaced from heaven, a place of what? A higher dimension, and they were brought lowly. Why? Because they've died the first death because of time. When you read the book of Revelation, what awaited, which is the second death, in the pool of fire or the brimstone, which was made, the Bible makes it clear that it was made for this, for Satan and his word and his cohort. The Bible calls it the second word, death. So Satan and his cohort are waiting the second death, but they've died, they've already died the first word, death. Every demon is a living dead. Every demon is a living word. Dead. I repeat, every demon is a living dead. Let me tell you this. Have you heard that a person is dead, but there is a demon living in that person that is dead, and that demon has woken up the dead body and they are going to school, they are going to drive, they got good. So, do you know why? The dead body is not what the demon wants.
The life one.
It's not even a live body. No, the dead body is not what the demon wants. Why? Because whenever the body touches the soil, it has died its final death. So a demon cannot use that. But what a demon wants is that it wants to also dwell in a place where death is, but it wants the living dead. Somebody say the living dead. Yes. So a demon is looking for, where can you find the living dead amongst men? A sinner, someone whose soul is dead. Demons love dead souls. Demons are attracted to dead souls. Once a person begins to journey on the soulish journey of death, you are calling saints, you are inquiring this, you are touring the path of death. You demonically, you begin to bring them in. Look. You know that the demons could have asked Christ that they wanted to leave and go, just go anywhere. But they asked for another kind of being, entity, that is a representation of everything dead or dirty. And that was the pig. I always say that if you want to see where, if a person is demonically tormented, look at their surrounding. Very dirty. Why do you think mad people go to the baller? And they don't go and steal people's gold, and they don't go and find a hotel and say, I'm mad, I want to sleep in the hotel. But they go to the bin place. Because they are attracted to death. Everything that seems dead is their place of dwelling. But light brings life to the soul. Light brings what? Life to the soul. And so immediately a person is being exposed to the light of the word, you realize that that person begin to leave. And the demons become so uncomfortable, they want to leave. The demons become so uncomfortable. This is why the Bible says you shall know the word. And the truth will set you what? There is a lot of people that went to church and they did kebaba, kebaba, kebaba without truth. They do ka, 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 ka. They came home. They still went and did whatever it is that they were told not to do. They went doing it. Why? Because what set them free was not kebaba. What set them free is like, you know, when something is like, you know, palm oil. You know how the state of, when you bring it before fire, it gets excited and then it begins to flow, isn't it? So you think that, but if you take the palm oil back to its environment, it becomes cold. Na sada. That is what happens to most people who do kebaba, kebaba to them. But if a person truly receives the truth, the Bible says that the entrance of your word giveth what? Light. Pastor Nam has said this several times on this platform, is that the essence of light is an indication of a powerhouse that is at work in you. You guys cannot have light in Ghana without a Kosumbo. There is a powerhouse behind the reason why when you put your bulb in the socket, it lights. Yeah. And thanks be to God, that powerhouse is not NEPA. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God revive your soul.
Amen.
I have a lot to say, but I'll continue tomorrow. Now, the battles, when we speak of spirit, I remember when we're praying for a woman, it was the early stages of coming to terms with power, as in you speak and people will manifest and that. And when we're praying for this woman, initially she started manifesting, and the pastor told us, the young pastors, to pray for this woman, and we're excited, and every one of us were about five, our hands were on her, heba, heba, heba. But the woman had, she was, whatever was with her had already gone. But we were still, even when she's trying to tell us stop, we think it's the demon, and we're pushing her down. We're still pushing her down. And she was saying, we are killing her, and we are thinking that it's the demon that is saying we are killing. And we are pushing her, pushing her. Omu kumyo, omu kumyo. And I, for I don't know what happened to me, but for a reason, I stood back. And then I had an eye contact with her, and I could see in her eye that it was like, it's her. It's not the demon, it's her who is telling us to stop. And I quickly tapped the guy, said, guys, stop, 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 stop. When she got up, she was so upset with us. She was like, why? I told you guys I'm okay now. You guys, we nearly suffocated her because we're still thinking that it was the demon that was manifesting, telling us to beg better. What I'm trying to say is that the most effective way of deliverance is through the word of God. Why? Because it works on the most vital and most important part of your being that the enemy works with. And that is the mind of the soul. Look, there are a lot of people, the enemy has said, that when we talk about stronghold of the mind, it's not an easy thing, no. See, Nebuchadnezzar. I know a lot of you think that Nebuchadnezzar turned into an animal. He never turned into any animal. Go back and read your Bible today. I challenge you. Come and show me where in your Bible it said he turned into an animal. He wasn't. What happened to Nebuchadnezzar is that God took from him the sense of acknowledging divinity. God took it away from him. So he couldn't even come to the place of sense of being a human being. He didn't find his dwelling. Daniel chapter 4 from verse 33. You can go and read. He didn't even find his dwelling with human beings. And so he left. You know what happened? His deliverance came. When you read from verse 34. He says that, but at the end of days, that is the seventh period of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven. Oh, where is this one? He says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raise my eyes towards heaven. This is what we're going to pray on. He says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my understanding and reason returned to me. And my understanding and reason returned to me, the mind. And I bless the Most High God and praise and honor him, who lives forever. And that was his restoration. And he came back home and then took over his dominion. He didn't become like a tiger. He didn't become like a, no. It was said that he will be drenched with the dew of heaven. He will eat grass like animals do, and he will live from human dwelling. But it didn't tell us. It says that he used the term like. He didn't say specifically that he turned into this animal, but his sense was taken away from him. The prodigal son, likewise, his restoration was when his senses were returned to him.
Hallelujah.
Now, there are some of you, God has not taken senses away from him, from you. God hasn't taken away any sense from you. Your senses are there, but you have replaced that sense with the greed of the flesh. What was important for the soul of the prodigal son was not to leave the dwelling of the father. How foolish can he be that everything that he wants in this earth was still in the house he lived in, but for some reason he felt like he should go for something out there? And do you know what? Because his senses was not in him, the situation caused him to eat with pigs, do all kind of dirty stuff, like I said again. And demonically, we don't say it like that, but demonically, the guy was being influenced.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to drive at when I continue is to talk about the exposure of our soul to demonic influence. And how our soul see. You know, if you begin to look at people, you might think that what you see is who people are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would allow your soul to look at people, you realize that your soul would tell you that how people are is not who they are.
Yes, people are not people.
Yes, because there is a trick with the eye of the carnal man. You know, even colors, the way we see colors, is totally different. It's totally different. You know, let me give you a typical example here. How do we see the baby that a woman is carrying in her womb 6 months? How do we see the baby?
Where are you?
Well, how do we see?
They go for scan.
What does the scan do? Guys. You guys should. This is true light. How do they see the child in the womb?
They use an ultrasound to actually.
Thank you. The word is ultra what?
Sound.
Does the ultrasound has eyes like the human eye?
No.
But you know, from the sound, we are able to see the baby.
Yeah.
There is a sound in the spirit that is revealing the picture of human beings to you, but you are not seeing clearly. There are dimensions of sight. And most of the time, the sight that comes from God comes from ultrasound. He asks, son, look, can you see? He's speaking, but he wants you to see. The reason why we don't see is that when God is speaking, we look with the mind of the flesh. But once you enter into the soulish realm, it has the technology to see. Let me speak to you here. Can you see a red dog? Can you see a red dog now? Can you see a red dog that is running? I am painting pictures to you, but I'm using sound. There's no drawing board here. Look, in the coming days, I'll try. But I want you to begin to have dominion with the being called soul that is in you. Begin to walk in liberation and begin to embrace. There is spiritual giftings that God engages the soul with. You know, when God is speaking to any man spiritually, he says, I was carried by the Spirit. What Spirit? A lot of people think the Spirit of God he carried. No, it's your soul. He took your soul. He took your soul. Your soul is spirit. It's unseen. He took your soul. And he began to show your soul things. He asks you, son of man. He's speaking to a person. Can you see this? Can you see that? Every spiritual gift things that God releases, it engages with the mind of your soul. If your mind, if the mind of the soul is not corrected, you can't see. In fact, let me tell you this. There are certain people you can't even have relationship with because the mind of their soul is corrupted. The Bible says to the one that is pure, all things are what?
Are pure.
And to the one that is corrupt, all things are what? Corrupted. It said even as their minds are. Corruption is not because you saw. No, it's a state of being in your mind, in your soul. I've set you on the path of discovery. I've set you on the path of liberation. But the Bible says that there was a man called Nebuchadnezzar, a great king, whom after a while, the judgment of the holy ones was that his senses should be taken away from him. And he began to live like a beast. The term beast is an unknown animal. He began to live like a beast, because his senses was taken away from him. But the Bible says that at the end of days, he looked up to heaven and his senses was restored to him. Tonight, 5 minutes or less than that, I want your soul to look up to heaven.
Amen.
Your environment has been so condensed with chunks of carnal things. Like, there's no room for your soul. You don't want to be like the poor man. I call him poor man because he was once rich, but in hell, he was so poor. I don't want you to be like that man. I don't want you to be like that man. That now you are crying for something divine. Here on earth, look up to heaven. Lift up your voice and begin to look up to heaven. Say, God, quench the thirst of my soul tonight in the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Every soul that is under bondage, Lord, quench the thirst in the name of Jesus. Come through for them. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. People of God, lift up your voice. Jababala babadila babala babadila babara baraba makabadandala babala 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 baba ababala babala babala babara babara baraba jadila babadindala baraba baraba ababala babala babaya babara babara baraba ababala babara 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 baraba ababala babara 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 baba ijadindala babadila babara baba ababara babara babadala ba Jababala babadala baba ababala babadala baba ababara babadala babara baraba ajadala babala babadala baraba ababara babadala babara baraba ababala babala balabala. There is one that can liberate your soul. There is one that can return the senses back to your soul. There is one that can bring mind transformation. In the mighty name of Jesus tonight, Kapela Badura Badua Tandeleba Abelua Katenda Labalaba. Lift up your voice and pray. Kapalua Katenda Laba Abilia Tanda Labalabalaba Babala Babatala Babala Baba Ababala Babaya Babala Babalaba Ajatanta Labala Baba Ajatanta Labala Baba Ajatanta Labala Babalaba Ababala Babatala Barabaraba Shababala Babatela Babalaba Shababala Babatela Babalaba Ababala Babatela Babala Babatela Baba Jababala Babatela Babatela Baba Ijatela Babatela Babatela Baba Ajatala Babala Babatela Babalaba Ajatala Babala Babaya Babalaba Ababala Babatela Babala Babalaba Jababala Babatela Baba. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Apalua Katenda La Babalaba Ababala Babala Baba Ajatala Babala Babalaba Jababala Babala Baba Ajatala Baba. Liberate our souls in Abdullah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, liberate our souls in Abdullah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Adun Dilimatu Satali Baluata. In the name of Jesus, Paru Katala Balaba Baba, give us the mind of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit, the mind of the Spirit. Abala Babatela Baba, Abatua Katandala, Abilia Tandalaba, Abiriwa Katandalaba, Abiruwa Katandalaba. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to pray. If you're a woman here, if you're a woman here, put your hands again on your belly. I want to cancel every operation. I want to cancel every operation that would require an operation in your womb area. Hallelujah. Every report that the doctors have given unto you regarding anything, whether cancerous growth in the womb tonight, in the name of Jesus, that thing is being canceled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, as we're praying, I see a womb that is being touched with a knife on a sickness operation. I cancel that thing in the name of Jesus. That soul is being liberated. Please take me seriously. Take me serious. Open your mouth. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, abale badala babala babadela babaraba ababala babadela babala babala ba jadala babala babala baba. Liberate this woman in the name of Jesus now, by the power of the Holy Spirit. 1, 2, 3, liberate her in the name of Jesus. Paru shatala baba, apito shatili miyatala baba. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, liberate her in the name of Jesus. 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 I cancel that appointment. I cancel that operation in the name of Jesus. Pariyata abiru atandele balabaraba ajat. Tala babala babala baba abala babadela babala baba jababala babala baba ajatala babadela baba ebalua dandala bara baba ababala babala babadela ba ajatala babara babadala ba jatala babala baba. In the name of Jesus, I cancel that oppression in the name of Jesus. I cancel that oppression in the name of Jesus. I cancel that oppression in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Christ came, he restored sight to those that were blind, both spiritually and physically. Of late, your eyes, you can't see properly. Very significant. Your eye, put your hands there. I see somebody praying. It's like you were sleeping and suddenly there was a light. It's not the light of God. Like something, a flash that was put on your eye. And it is it is causing a gradual decline in your eyesight. But God is restoring that sight in the name of, put your hands in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And then liberate souls in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you so much. Apostle Lord, I hand over to you.
Oh, what do we say to the man of God?
God bless you.
Apostle Sam, oh, what a message. Oh, God bless you so much. We wish we cannot even close. Though. We wish we want to even spend like 4 hours here. what a sweet message. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for taking time to teach us the word of God. Beloved, thank you for connecting. We are sorry for eating into your time. Please forgive us. Tomorrow morning we are here as usual. We are here to pray. It is 5 a.m. Ghana time. So if you are in Ghana, know that 5 a.m. you have to wake up. You have to even wake up before 5. Yes, if you are in Nigeria, if you are in London or any part of the UK, it is also 6 a.m. Yes, it is 7 a.m. in Belgium, Germany, and South Africa. It is 8 a.m. in Kenya and Uganda. It is 1 a.m. in Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and New York. It is 12 a.m. in Houston, Texas. It is 11 p.m. in Seattle, Washington State. And of course, today, our brother, Pastor Aslan, all the way from Pakistan, is in our midst. Pastor Aslan, God bless you so much. Pastor Aslan, God bless you so much. Yes. Yes, it is 10 a.m. in Pakistan. Yes, so Pastor Aslan, we'll be expecting you tomorrow morning. God bless you, man of God, for joining us today. God bless you. We've missed you. We love you so much. I see Sister Laurentia. Sister Laurentia, God bless you for connecting this evening. God bless you so much, Sister Laurentia. And I also see Sister Susanna. Sister Susanna, God bless you for joining. God bless you, Sister Susanna, for joining. Hallelujah. Beloved, God bless you for also joining. Tomorrow morning, please make time, set your alarms so that we can wake up and come before the altar of the Lord, and our lives will never remain the same. Do have a good night in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.